Welcome to the 10 Miracles audiobook, the top 10 must-have tools for productivity junkies by Jeff Sanders. I am Jeff Sanders, and welcome to this awesomely fun audiobook. You know, I'm calling all productivity junkies. My guess would be that you are a productivity junkie, or at least you're on a path to becoming one. I often refer to myself as a productivity junkie because I am constantly in search of new strategies, tools, tips, and tricks. You know, to get to a productive state and stay there, we must keep our focus centered on what matters most while simultaneously utilizing the best tools at our disposal to slay the evil villain of distractions. All 10 of the recommendations in this cheat sheet are tools that I use myself, and they help me get more done every single day. To become a high-achieving, highly effective, and productive person, you will need access to great resources. And if you could use only the absolute best productivity tools, these would be my top 10 recommendations. And by the way, I only recommend products and services I personally use and love, and I believe you will love the 10 tools I have highlighted in this audiobook just as much as I do. Some of the links that you will find in the ebook version to these tools are affiliate links, which means that I will earn a small commission if you choose to purchase them. Now, obviously, you don't have to use my links, but I do believe these tools are highly effective, and I really do hope they make you incredibly productive. Now, let's get to it. Number one, Evernote. If I had only one tool at my disposal, Evernote would top the list as my most trusted, absolute favorite, all-encompassing productivity master solution. Evernote's tagline is "Remember everything," and that is what this tool can do for you. With Evernote, you can store anything digital. Notes, audio reminders, research, web clippings, emails, pictures, files, and more. Think of Evernote as your digital brain. You can easily store and recall just about anything. I highly recommend you buy the premium version, which is amazingly cheap, but the free version is perfect to get started. In the ebook, I have listed a link to Michael Hyatt's website. He has an index to all of his posts about Evernote, and he has a bunch of them, and they're very helpful. I have also written about Evernote on my blog and spoken about it on my podcast, The 5 AM Miracle, and there are links to that in the ebook as well, including episode 56, which is the beginner's guide to mastering the basics of Evernote, episode 14, which is the unparalleled triple threat of getting things done, and my blog post, 7 Must-Have Notebooks in Evernote. Now, tool number two, Noseby. You know, I've tried many task managers, including paper planners, post-it notes, Wunderlist, Apple's Reminders app, and Google Calendar. It wasn't until I discovered Noseby that I found an ideal solution for managing not only my day-to-day tasks and events, but projects too. Noseby is a GTD-based task manager, which means it's based off David Allen's famous getting things done methodology. If you're not familiar with David Allen or GTD, consider getting a copy of David's book, Getting Things Done, because it is a game changer in the world of productivity. What Noseby provides is a simple digital solution that is available for iOS, Android, and web browsers. You can manage what you do, when you do it, and where, plus you can save notes, links, and comments, all while working alone or with a team. It's a powerful tool, no doubt. Noseby offers a free version, which is great to get started, and a premium version that is robust and well worth the expense. You can learn more about Noseby on my blog at jeffsanders.com/Noseby, which will take you to a blog post I wrote called Why You Should Be Using Noseby for Task Management. And our third tool is Google Drive. You know, even though I absolutely love Evernote, and I use it for just about everything, there are a few features I find incredibly appealing about Google Drive. You know, in combination with Evernote and Noseby, Google Drive rounds out the triple threat of essential productivity apps. Google Drive is a cloud storage service, and the most obvious use for it is for storing Word documents, PDFs, images, videos, and other random files. However, the feature I love and use the most allows you to create, store, and edit documents in the cloud. What this means is that you could create a document at home, edit it at work, continue working on it on your iPhone, and then share it with anyone you'd like. Now, I use cloud-based documents and spreadsheets to plan my blog posts, write scripts for my podcasts, and even manage my personal finances. I highly recommend you try out Google Drive if you are in transition to go completely paperless and to get more done. And by the way, it's totally free, up to 15 gigabytes of storage, which is very cheap. And if you want even more storage, that is also available for very low prices. You can learn more about Google Drive on my blog. I wrote two blog posts that mention this. The first is called Three Productivity Apps I Cannot Live Without. And the second is How to Go Paperless and Revolutionize Your Productivity. And for the fourth tool is Focus at Will. You know, back in college, I listened to techno music while drinking a lot of coffee during my intense study periods. I found techno to be the best music for staying energized and getting work done. It wasn't until years later that I realized there was science behind my experience. I now use a service called Focus at Will, which provides neuroscience-based music tracks that are designed to keep you focused and on task for hours on end. You know, honestly, at first, I was skeptical. But after using the free version for a few weeks, I was hooked. I upgraded to the premium version, which is actually very affordable, and began listening to the up-tempo station for as much as 6 to 8 hours every day. And once you find the right station that works best for you, the music will disappear from your conscious mind, and you will find yourself getting more work done than ever without even noticing the music. And that's when you know you're in the zone. You can learn more about using music for productivity on my blog at a post called How to Use Music Strategically for Increased Focus, Productivity, and Happiness. And our fifth tool today is Stay Focused. Now, I'm sure you can relate to this scenario. You have your to-do list ready for the day. You've checked Facebook and Twitter twice. You've pinned a few pictures on Pinterest, shared a super cute cat video on YouTube, and read today's headlines in the New York Times. What haven't you accomplished? Oh, right, those projects that you committed to finishing, those phone calls you said you would make, and those errands you promised to take care of all today. We've all been there. Now, you have a great tool to manage the chaos of time-wasting websites with the Stay Focused Chrome extension. Stay Focused is my new favorite tool for keeping myself on track throughout the day by limiting how much time I spend on all those addictive but non-essential websites. You can download it for free on the Chrome Web Store, and there's a link to that in the ebook as well, or visit jeffsanders.com/stayfocused. Number six is the egg timer. You know, when I have an important task to complete, I have found that if I use three key productivity strategies, I will inevitably focus quickly and get my work done. The first of those strategies is clearing my physical and digital desktops of all the clutter. The second is listening to Focus at Will. And the third is using a timer. Of all the timers on the market, I recommend the Egg Timer. It's free and available online, and it displays the amount of time remaining in the tab on your browser. It works well with Google Chrome, as the Egg Timer displays how much time you have left on your current task in a simple and effective manner directly in your tab, so you can see that as you work on other tasks. This serves two purposes. First, it motivates you to get to work now and stop procrastinating. Secondly, it compels you to focus more, meaning spending less time on Facebook, because you know you have a deadline looming. You can begin using the Egg Timer today with the link in the ebook, or learn more about using timers for productivity from Lifehacker at their post called Use a Timer as a Productivity Booster and Sanity Minder. Number seven, the Say It and Mail It Recorder. You know, like me, I know you get random and brilliant ideas all day long, but it's not always easy to record those epiphanies. For a long time, I didn't have an efficient way to capture my thoughts without a pen and paper. The Dragon Dictation iPhone app is very popular, but it's clunky and requires you to press 10 buttons to record one message, which is quite difficult while keeping your eyes on the road. Now I use and recommend the Say It and Mail It Recorder, which is available for iOS only. As of this recording, I've yet to find a good Android alternative, so if you know of one for Android, please email me, jeff@jeffsanders.com. With only three clicks, you can record a voice memo and email it to yourself. The email address and subject lines are auto-filled, which makes the process a breeze. There are two versions available, and the one that works best on the iPhone and iPad is the version that costs $1.99. You can click the link in the ebook to download the Say It and Mail It recorder on the App Store in iTunes. Our eighth tool today is AquaNotes. We've all heard that brilliant ideas happen in the shower, and it's true. You know, I personally get fresh, new, and brilliant ideas just about every day in the shower. So, I began recording my thoughts on waterproof paper with a cool product called AquaNotes. AquaNotes is a waterproof notepad and pencil set that can be suction cupped to the wall of your shower. As soon as you get that new epiphany while shampooing your hair, grab the pencil, record the idea, and tear off the note. As soon as that next brilliant epiphany hits you, rinse and repeat. You know, I've recorded dozens of new ideas with my waterproof notepad, and I'm sure it will help you remember your light bulb moments as well. You can buy AquaNotes from the link in the ebook. And our ninth tool is the Vitamix Blender. Now, you might be asking yourself, how does a blender make you more productive? Great question. There is a clear correlation between how healthy you are and how much you can get done. When you exercise consistently and eat healthy food, you'll have more energy. With more energy comes more productivity all day long. The Vitamix is a powerful jet engine blender. With the entry-level Vitamix 5200, you can quickly create an incredibly healthy green smoothie for breakfast every morning, which provides a solid nutritional base for the rest of your day. You can have more energy and get more done every day, thanks in large part to the very smooth and tasty smoothies from your Vitamix blender. Now, if you're new to the world of smoothies, or you don't have the budget just yet for the Vitamix, which those things do run a few hundred dollars in US dollars, start with the blender I began with, the Cuisinart Duet Power Blend. It gets the job done and for a lot less money. There are links to the Vitamix and the Cuisinart Duet Power Blend blenders in the ebook. You can also learn more about the smoothies and about the Vitamix on my blog at two posts I've written. The first one titled, Should I Buy a Vitamix? Yes, 100% yes. And the second is titled, 7 Intoxicating Reasons to Drink Green Smoothies. And our 10th and final tool today is the standing desk. Michael Hyatt shared an infographic a few years ago called Sitting Will Kill You. After seeing the infographic, I was immediately convinced that I should eliminate sitting from my life, and I quickly custom built a standing desk. After 1 week on my feet, my back had adjusted to standing and I was loving it. My body felt stronger, my posture had improved, and my productivity had increased dramatically. What I noticed was that I was no longer as tired as normal. I could stay focused, awake, and alert for hours longer than when I sat in a chair all day. The real power of a standing desk is not actually standing, it's movement. Having a standing desk encourages you to walk around, twist, move, and jump. It makes you want to be more active and less sedentary. The end result of a more active lifestyle is better health and increased productivity. It really is the best of both worlds. You can learn more about standing desks from my blog at two posts I've written about those. The first is titled 7 Amazing Benefits of a Standing Desk, and the second is titled How to Custom Build a Standing Desk. And here is the 10 Miracles Cheat Sheet. This is a quick rundown of the 10 tools I discussed in today's audiobook. I encourage you to begin with the free versions of each tool that has one. It's a great way to begin, and you can always upgrade later on. Number 1, download the free version of Evernote. Number 2, download the free version of Noseby. Number 3, begin using Google Drive today with your free Google account. Number 4, create a free account with Focus at Will. Number 5, download the Stay Focused Chrome extension for free. Number 6, begin using the Egg Timer for free today. Number 7, download the Say It and Mail It recorder for iOS. Number 8, buy AquaNotes for recording your brilliant ideas in the shower. Number 9, buy the Vitamix 5200 and start blending your breakfast. Or begin with the Cuisinart Duet Power Blend. Number 10, build your own standing desk at home, and at work. And now, the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast. You know, in addition to the 10 productivity tools I just recommended, I encourage you to check out my weekly podcast, The 5 a.m. Miracle, which is dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. I release a new episode every Monday morning with the goal of helping you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful, lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. The topics include healthy habits, personal development, high energy, and rockin' productivity. I either interview an ambitious and fascinating guest, or I grab the mic myself and dive into a new topic. You can learn more about the podcast at 5ammiraclepodcast.com or visit jeffsanders.com, and it's right there on the front page. You can subscribe to the show in your favorite platform, including iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Spreaker. And I recommend you use an app on iOS called Downcast, which allows you to listen to your favorite podcasts in a very streamlined format. And personally, I think Downcast is better than Apple's podcasting app, so check out Downcast. That link is also in the ebook. The 5 a.m. Miracle Community. Now, the 5 a.m. Miracle Community on Facebook is a fantastic online group where you can ask questions, get support, and share ideas with other ambitious and passionate early risers. Now, don't worry if you don't actually wake up early. That's not a requirement. Just think of this community as your chance to learn from other people who are also on a mission to be more productive and achieve grand goals. You can request to join the community at jeffsanders.com/community, and I'll approve your request within 24 hours. And finally, a little Meet Jeff section. Hey there, I am Jeff Sanders, host of the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast, which is ranked number one in iTunes in the self-help and business categories. I am a productivity junkie, author, and coach specializing in helping you dominate your day before breakfast. I'm a 10-time marathon runner, an avid fan of personal development, and a passionate raw vegan. I also eat a lot of bananas, like 15 a day, sometimes more. You can learn much more about me from my three ebooks, The 5 a.m. Miracle, Life Without Bacon, and Graduated and Clueless. I write and speak every week at jeffsanders.com about healthy habits, personal development, high energy, and rockin' productivity. You can find me on Twitter at JeffSandersTV and on Facebook at jeffsanders.com/Facebook. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater and psychology from Truman State University in Kirksville, Missouri. I have been married to my lovely wife, Tessa, for 5 years, and we live in Nashville, Tennessee, with our quirky pug, Benny. Finally, in the very last page of the ebook, which you'll find there, there is a hashtag 10 miracles page. And it says, with these tools, I'm officially a productivity junkie. And there's a little tweet button right there. I highly recommend you visit the ebook, check out that tweet page, hit that little button, and share the love of this ebook. If you enjoyed it, if you found it helpful, and if you would like to share that with your friends, I would really appreciate that. Otherwise, today, I really hope you got a lot out of this audiobook, that these tools will be very helpful for you. And once again, all the links to everything I mentioned today is in the ebook. So check that out, get started. And I hope you love being a productivity junkie.